Hello and welcome to The Wanderer, the Anglo-Saxon heathen history and mythology podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at Anglo-Saxon folklore. Anglo-Saxon folklore and symbolism encompass a profound tapestry of cultural legacy, woven by the early Germanic tribes that inhabited England from the 5th to the 11th century. This era birthed an exceptional assemblage of myths, legends, symbols, and traditions that persistently echo through literature, art, and contemporary culture, unveiling a world of intricate nuances. The realms of Anglo-Saxon folklore and symbolism offers a captivating lens into the ethos of these ancient societies. Dragons and serpents, central to the fabric of Anglo-Saxon mythology, are dragons, majestic and fearsome creatures that frequently took centre stage in heroic tales and epic poems. Beyond their narrative roles, these dragons assume symbolic significance, embodying both peril and the allure of treasure. The epic poem Beowulf stands as a testament to this, immortalising the valiant duel between the titular hero and a dragon, an allegorical battle against danger itself. Runes. The Anglo-Saxons communicated through rune, a runic alphabet known as a futhark, or Anglo-Saxon rune. These runic symbols not only served as linguistic tools, but also held a mystical and enchanting aura. Each rune resonated with distinct sounds and concepts, and their application spanned from divination to spellcasting and the etching of protective talismans. Worm and worm dragon. The term worm unfurled as a versatile concept, encapsulating serpents, dragons, and akin entities. These creatures held an esteemed presence within heroic poems and narratives. The term ventured beyond the literal to become a symbol of chaos, the looming peril that heroes confront with unwavering determination. Beasts and creatures. The annals of Anglo-Saxon mythology teem with an assortment of mythical beings alongside dragons. Creatures such as the wight and the fylgja garnered attention. The wight, a supernatural entity, often haunted burial mounds, while the fylgja manifested as a personal spirit or familiar, adding an extra layer on mystique to the mythos. Sacred trees stood as emblems of profound import in Anglo-Saxon culture. The archetype of the world tree or cosmic tree forged connections between disparate realms. This notion aligns with the Norse Yggdrasil, both embodying the cosmic nexus. Trees were also believed to be inhabited by spirits, rendering certain trees as sacred conduits between the earthly and ethereal. Beowulf and heroic literature. The epic poem Beowulf shines as an opulent gem in Anglo-Saxon literature. Rooted in the eponymous hero's conquests over monstrous adversity, including a formidable dragon, the poem weaves an intricate tapestry interwoven with threads of heroism, fidelity, and the timeless struggle between good and evil. Oral tradition and storytelling. The repository of Anglo-Saxon folklore resided within the realm of oral tradition. Accomplished storytellers, known as scops or bards, masterfully recited epic poems and sagas. This oral heritage preserved and propagated cultural history, delivering not only entertainment, but also invaluable insights into social values and aspiration. Pagan and Christian influences. The transition of the Anglo-Saxons to Christianity introduced a fusion of pagan and Christian motifs into their folklore and symbolism. Traditional myths and symbols often assimilated into Christian narratives, metamorphosing to encapsulate new religious paradigms, a harmonious blending of old and new. Amulets and jewellery. The Anglo-Saxons adorned themselves with amulets and jewellery, ornamented with runes and symbolic motifs. These cherished items were believed to safeguard against adversity and bestow fortune. Burial practices reflect these beliefs, as amulets and jewellery accompanied the deceased, a testament to their enduring significance. Burial customs. Now, Anglo-Saxon burial sites unravel a tapestry of beliefs and symbolism. Grave goods, including weaponry, jewellery, and personal effects, were often interred with the departed, serving as companions in the realm beyond. These practices underscore the intricate interplay between life and afterlife within the cultural tapestry. Anglo-Saxon folklore and symbolism emerge as a resplendent mosaic, offering insights into the ethos of a bygone era. The intricate web of myths, symbols, and narratives invite modern seekers to traverse the corridors of time, connecting with a heritage that continues to reverberate through the ages. The werewolf within Anglo-Saxon folklore. Lycanthropy in the shadows. Werewolves in Anglo-Saxon folklore. In the moonlit landscapes of Anglo-Saxon England, where the howl of wolves mingled with the rustling leaves, tales were whispered of beings that straddled the line between man and beast. The enigmatic and feared creatures known as werewolves. Although not explicitly detailed in historical records, the rich tapestry of Anglo-Saxon folklore may have woven the concept of lycanthropy into the collective imagination, bringing forth tales of transformation, primal instincts, and the mysterious dance between humanity and the wild. Origins of lycanthropy in Anglo-Saxon lore. Influence of Norse and Germanic mythology. The roots of werewolf lore in Anglo-Saxon England can be traced to the broader Germanic and Norse influences that permeated the region. In Norse mythology, legends spoke of warriors known as the berserkers, who exhibited animalistic traits in battle, channeling the ferocity of wolves or bears. It is conceivable that these tales influenced the development of werewolf mythology among the Anglo-Saxon people. Shapeshifting in Germanic tradition. Shapeshifting was a recurring theme in Germanic folklore, with beings such as the Hamrammr capable of transforming between human and animal forms. This concept of metamorphosis may have contributed to the emergence of stories about individuals who could shift between the human and wolf states in Anglo-Saxon narrative. The werewolf transformation. Full moon mystique. In the realm of Anglo-Saxon folklore, the transformation of a person into a werewolf was often associated with the full moon. This celestial event, with its eerie illumination, was believed to hold the power to awaken the dormant beast within. Tales spoke of individuals undergoing a profound metamorphosis as the moon reached its zenith, their human form yielding to the primal instincts of the wolf. Cursed bloodlines and familial ties. Some legends suggest that lycanthropy was hereditary, with certain bloodlines cursed to carry the wolf within. Families tainted by this supernatural affliction were said to bear the burden across their generations, their members grappling with the dual nature of their existence, one human, the other lupine. The concept of cursed bloodlines and familial ties in werewolf lore adds a layer of tragedy and inevitability to the narrative. In the shadows of Anglo-Saxon folklore, tales spoke of families marked by a hereditary curse, passing down the affliction of lycanthropy from generation to generation. Here we delve deeper into the themes of ancestral curses, familial struggles, and the haunting legacy of the werewolf's bloodline. Ancestral curses. Origins of the curse. According to the lore, the cursed bloodlines of werewolves trace their origins to a distant and often tragic event. A family might have incurred the wrath of supernatural forces, offended ancient spirits, or broken a sacred covenant, leading to a curse that manifested as lycanthropy. The specifics of these curses varied, adding an air of mystery to the familial affliction. Fateful pacts and tragedy. Some tales suggested that ancestral curses were the result of fateful pacts or ill-conceived bargains made by distant ancestors. Perhaps a forebear sought power, wealth, or revenge and unwittingly incurred the ire of malevolent forces. The consequences of these actions were said to reverberate through the bloodline, condemning each succeeding generation to the dual existence of man and wolf. Familial struggles. Internal conflicts. Families marked by the curse of lycanthropy were depicted as grappling with internal conflicts, torn between the desire to maintain their humanity and the inevitable pull of their wolfish instincts. The struggle often became a central theme within these families, with each member facing the weight of their ancestral burden. Isolation and secrecy. The stigma associated with lycanthropy compelled these families to live in isolation, concealing their curse from the wider community. Fearful of persecution and ostracism, members of cursed bloodlines were often depicted as leading lives of secrecy, concealing their nightly transformations and the struggles they faced as they sought to reconcile their human and wolfish aspects. The haunting legacy. Generational impact. The werewolf curse was not a solitary affliction, but a haunting legacy passed down through the generations. Each member of the family was bound by the same curse, with the struggles of one generation echoing in the lives of the next. The pervasive nature of the curse ensured that the burden of lycanthropy was carried by children, grandchildren, and beyond. Inescapable destiny. The stories emphasized the inescapable nature of the werewolf. Within these familial lines, despite the best efforts of individuals to break free from the grip of lycanthropy, the legacy persisted as if woven into the very fabric of their existence. The curse became an indelible mark, a spectral thread connecting each generation to the fateful choices of their ancestors. Themes of redemption and tragedy. The quest for redemption. Some tales introduced themes of redemption within the cursed bloodlines. Protagonists from these families might embark on quests to break the curse, seeking ancient knowledge, performing heroic deeds, or making amends for the sins of their forebears. The quest for redemption provided a narrative arc that explored the interplay between fate and free will. Tragic consequences. Conversely, other stories embrace the tragic consequences of the familial curse. Characters within these bloodlines often faced heart-wrenching choices and sacrifices in their attempts to navigate the complexities of their existence. The inevitability of the curse's impact added a somber tone to the narrative, exploring the boundaries of agency in the face of predestined affliction. Symbol of inherited sins. Cursed bloodlines and familial ties in werewolf lore were potent symbols of inherited sins and the enduring consequences of past actions. The werewolf curse became a manifestation of ancestral mistakes, cautioning against the repercussions of choices made by those who came before. Moral lessons and ethical dilemmas. These narratives often served as vehicles for moral lessons, exploring themes of responsibility, forgiveness, and the impact of individual actions on the collective fate of a family. Characters faced ethical dilemmas that transcended their own desires, grappling with the broader implications of their choices within the context of the familial curse. In the intricate tapestry of werewolf lore within Anglo-Saxon folklore, the concept of cursed bloodlines and familial ties added a poignant dimension to the narrative. The legacy of lycanthropy became a haunting force weaving through the generations and shaping the destinies of those bound by the ancestral curse. These tales not only delved into the supernatural aspect of werewolf mythology, but also provided a canvas for exploring the complexities of human nature. The consequences of actions and the enduring struggle for redemption within the shadowed corridors of familial history. The werewolf in daily life. Fear and stigma. Werewolves in Anglo-Saxon folklore were often portrayed as figures shrouded in fear and stigma. Their nocturnal transformations were seen as ominous events, and communities living on the fringes of dense woodlands or in remote villages were especially wary of the potential presence of these enigmatic beings in their midst. Fear of the unknown and the wildness embodied by werewolves cast a shadow over daily life. Isolation and concealment. Individuals believed to be afflicted with lycanthropy were thought to lead lives of isolation and concealment. The shame and fear associated with their condition compelled them to retreat from the eyes of society, navigating the dual challenges of maintaining their humanity during the day and succumbing to their wolfish nature under the moon's silver glow. The hunt for werewolves. Vigilance in the night. Communities dwelling in regions associated with werewolf folklore were vigilant during the full moon nights. Tales spoke of watchmen and hunters patrolling the outskirts of villages armed with silvered weapons and torches to ward off potential werewolf threats. The night became a time of heightened tension, with the populace wary of the howls that echoed through the woods. Purging the curse. In instances where individuals were suspected of harbouring the curse of lycanthropy, desperate measures were taken to purge the affliction. Rituals involving incantations, silver implements, and herbal concoctions were believed to hold the power to ward off the wolfish transformation. Exile or even more drastic measures were sometimes considered in the pursuit of safeguarding the community. Symbolism and moral lessons. Dual nature of humanity. Werewolves in Anglo-Saxon folklore were often symbolic, representations of the dual nature inherent in humanity, the struggle between the rational, civilized self and the primal, instinctual self, found expression in the tales of individuals grappling with their lycanthropic condition. The werewolf served as a cautionary metaphor, warning against the consequences of succumbing to one's baser instincts. Moral consequences. Stories of werewolves in Anglo-Saxon folklore were not merely tales of horror, but also narratives that explored moral dilemmas and consequences. Characters afflicted with lycanthropy faced choices and transcended the physical realm, delving into the realms of morality, redemption, and the eternal struggle between light and shadow within the human soul. To conclude, in the shadows of Anglo-Saxon folklore, werewolves emerged as mysterious and feared beings, embodying the primal instincts that lurked beneath the veneer of civilization. The tales of lycanthropy in Anglo-Saxon lore were not just narratives of horror and transformation, but reflections of the deeper complexities within the human psyche. In weaving the concept of werewolves into their cultural tapestry, wove a narrative that resonated with the eternal dance between the civilized and the untamed, the human and the beast, echoing through the moonlit corridors of their collective imagination. While the direct connection between modern werewolf mythology and Anglo-Saxon folklore is not explicit, we can explore how elements of the werewolf myth have persisted and evolved in contemporary times. The modern werewolf. Echoes of Anglo-Saxon shadows. In the moonlit landscape of modern imagination, the werewolf, once a creature of ancient lore, has undergone a metamorphosis, adapting to the changing tides of storytelling, while retaining echoes of its ancestral origins. While the werewolf in modern times isn't explicitly tied to Anglo-Saxon folklore, the themes, symbolism and cultural resonance often draw upon the deep well of myths that have shaped our understanding of this mythical creature. Literary transformations. Literary resurgence. The werewolf has experienced a resurgence in modern literature, with authors drawing inspiration from the rich well of folklore that includes Anglo-Saxon elements. Novels such as The Wolf's Hour by Robert R. McCammon and The Last Werewolf by Glenn Duncan weave narratives that explore the complex nature of lycanthropy while tapping into the primal and mysterious aspects reminiscent of ancient tales. Shifting perspective. Modern werewolf literature often delves into the psychological and emotional dimensions of the affliction, exploring themes of identity, duality, and the struggle for control. These explorations resonate with the age-old question of the balance between humanity and bestial instincts, echoing the themes found in Anglo-Saxon stories of transformation and internal conflict. cinematic metamorphosis. Silver screen legacy. The werewolf has left an indelible mark on cinema, with iconic films like An American Werewolf in London and The Howling shaping the modern perception of these creatures, while these cinematic renditions often draw from a broader spectrum of mythologies. Lunar influence and the battle between man and beast carry echoes of the ancient tales that inspired them. Symbolic imagery. Modern werewolf movies continue to employ symbolic imagery rooted in folklore, including elements that evoke the primal fears associated with the creature. The haunting howls, the silvery light of the moon, and the visceral transformation sequences all contribute to a cinematic language that pays homage to the age-old myths, including those that might have circulated in Anglo-Saxon times. Contemporary interpretations, urban fantasy, and shapeshifters. In the realm of urban fantasy literature, werewolves often find a home in contemporary settings, navigating urban landscapes while grappling with their supernatural identities. These stories explore the intersection of the ancient and the modern, with protagonists contending not only with the physical challenges of their condition, but also with the complexities of navigating a world far removed from the ancient woodlands of Anglo-Saxon lore. Political allegory. Some modern werewolf narratives extend beyond the realm of the supernatural, serving as allegories for contemporary issues. The idea of a hidden dual identity resonates with themes of identity politics, personal transformation, and the societal fear of the other, drawing parallels with historical narratives of the monstrous and the marginalized. Digital resonance. Werewolves in pop culture. The werewolf has become a staple in popular culture, finding its place in video games, television series, and graphic novels. Whether portrayed as a ferocious antagonist or complex protagonists, werewolves in these digital mediums often carry the legacy of ancient mythologies, embodying themes of transformation, hidden potential, and the struggle for control that have roots in the tales of Anglo-Saxons. Online communities and fan lore. The digital age has given rise to online communities and fan lore that further explore the intricacies of werewolf mythology. Enthusiasts engage in discussions, create fan fiction, and reinterpret the werewolf myth in a myriad of ways. These digital spaces became modern-day storytelling forums, where the werewolf, while evolving, remains connected to its mythic origins. Neo-pagan and folk revival movements. Pagan revival. In contemporary neo-pagan and folk revival movements, there is a renewed interest in the ancient mythologies that include Anglo-Saxon folklore. Some practitioners draw inspiration from these tales, incorporating elements of lycanthropy into their spiritual practices. This revival not only reflects a connection to ancestral stories, but also a reinterpretation of these myths within a modern, more pagan context. Shamanic and spiritual themes. Some modern interpretations of lycanthropy draw on shamanic and spiritual themes, exploring the transformative aspects of the werewolf myth as a metaphor for personal growth, spiritual awakening, and the integration of primal instincts. These narratives, while departing from traditional folklore, maintain a connection to the archetypal underpinnings found in ancient stories. In the complex tapestry of modern werewolf mythology, strands of connection to Anglo-Saxon folklore persist, whether in literature, cinema, digital media, or contemporary spiritual movements. The werewolf continues to captivate and evolve, drawing upon the timeless themes of transformation, duality, and the eternal struggle between the human and the wild. As the creature roams through the moonlit landscapes of the modern imagination, it carries with it the shadows of ancient tales, connecting the present to the whispers of the past in a mythic dance that transcends the boundaries of time. Thank you for listening to The Wanderer. If you enjoyed this episode, please tune in next time. Thank you.